Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And, you know, during this entire primary process and now into the general election for the presidency of the United States, the anti-Trump crowd has been very adamant about the fact that you just can't vote for Donald Trump for multiple reasons, many of them quite reasonable, in fact. But the response is always, okay, but so who do you vote for? They keep saying, well, I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Then who do you vote for? Where's your candidate? Well, according to McKay Coppins, senior political writer at BuzzFeed News, who broke this story yesterday, apparently there is a candidate emerging. McKay Coppins joins us now. Hey, McKay, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Not bad. So who the heck is Evan McMullen? And are you promoting, is he going for a McPresidency here?
That's right. Evan McMullen is a veteran of the CIA, a veteran of Wall Street, Goldman Sachs. He's actually, I say veteran, but he's a young guy. He's only 40 years old. He currently, or up until yesterday, worked as a policy director for the House Republicans Conference, but quit that job and officially announced his candidacy yesterday. And as you mentioned, he's running this independent presidential bid with the backing of a lot of the kind of never Trump movement in the Republican Party. Some kind of senior Republican strategists are working with him. And I actually just had, I interviewed him last night, and he told me that he has the backing, or they'll be announcing some support from serious Republican donors as well in the coming days.
Wow, that's very, very interesting, because we're beginning to see a lot of people out there who are now raising concerns about Donald Trump, who have been willing to come forward and say so very publicly. One almost wonders if this is not some kind of behind-the-scenes coordinated effort. We're going to go after Trump, and then shortly after, this guy emerges and makes a big formal announcement, and he talks about how much funding he's got and who's supporting him, try to see if they can get this thing going. But is it possible for a guy to get into the race this late?
Well, it's going to be an extremely uphill battle. The group that's backing him is called Better for America, and they've actually, before he announced his candidacy, had been working for a little while to gain ballot access across the country. So in some cases, they're going to be suing states to get onto the ballot. In other cases, like in Utah, which is a state where voters are incredibly unsatisfied with both major party options, he needs to gather 1,000 signatures in the next week to get on the ballot, and looks like he'll probably be able to do that.
Let me stop you right there, because Utah is important. He's also, a member of the Mormon Church.
Yep.
One wonders, do we see the fine hand of one Mitt Romney in any of this?
Well, I did ask him about that. I said, have you talked to Mitt Romney or anyone in his camp? And he was a little coy. He said that he's talked to people who are in his circle, and that some Romney donors who have been disaffected and refuse to back Donald Trump are interested in backing him. But his big play is going to be in those Mormon-heavy states of Utah, Idaho, Arizona, Wyoming. He thinks he can really make a dent out there, where Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, has been picking up a lot of the anti-Trump votes so far.
Let me ask you, you just mentioned, I just want to be clear on this, did he actually work for Better for America, or work with this super PAC Better for America?
He said he was working with them. I don't know if it was in any official capacity, but he was working actually to draft the candidate. He was trying to find a more high-profile candidate to run. And when it became clear none was going to emerge, he told me that he decided he had to do it.
I'm no FEC guy, but you're the political writer. You might want to pull on a thread here, because boy, it's sort of hard to argue that there's no coordination between a presidential candidacy and a super PAC when he's saying, "Well, I was working with the super PAC to try to draft a candidate." There's not supposed to be any coordination between candidates and super PACs. If this entire candidacy is born from that coordination.
I think that Better for America has since been dissolved, though, as far as I know.
Well, that's convenient.
Members of Better for America.
All right.
And this is pretty common. You know, Jeb Bush, for example, was very active in his super PAC up until the very moment he declared his candidacy.
Right. So now listen, obviously a lot of people are floating the name of David French, the conservative writer at National Review, as an option. Is this considered an actual viable electoral option that they could actually get some electoral votes and win some states, McMullen, or is this actually just sort of a face-saving vote? Is this just for people like all of our friends who we keep hearing all the time? I'm trying to think of it. Bill Kristol. Is this just so Bill Kristol can go into the polling place and actually vote for someone other than Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I mean, look, practically speaking, it's very, very unlikely that he could actually get to anywhere close to 270 electoral votes or any electoral votes. It is a protest candidacy to some extent, although he told me and his campaign has told me that they do see a path to winning some states. And this is the long shot scenario you've probably seen floated out there, that if they win enough states and take enough states away from Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, then they'll be able to throw the race into the House of Representatives.
Yeah, but
which would be a chaotic scene.
I know that math can be hard for some people, but you mentioned Utah and Idaho and Arizona. Arizona maybe is purple, but realistically, those are Republican states. Are there any Hillary Clinton states that they're going to go after? How's he doing in California?
Well, the McMullen mentum is raging in California, as you can imagine. His campaign says that they have targeted some blue states as well. They said they're going to have more about their strategy in the coming days. Look, but realistically, I think you're right. There's very, very little chance that this is going to make a difference. Actually, I think the candidate most hurt by this is not Donald Trump, but Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson, yeah.
Who's been picking up a lot of the anti-Trump conservative votes. And this guy, McMullen, really is more traditionally conservative on issues like abortion, on issues like national security than Gary Johnson is. And so he thinks he can steal some of those voters away.
Well, I mean, I guess it's still possible. And I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but in every state in the union, you can still write in a candidate, can't
yeah.
you?
And, yeah, that's absolutely
and
right.
Nobody has ever tried to mount a successful write-in candidacy.
That's right. And he thinks that, you know, I asked him about endorsements. I asked him if this was just a play for kind of Republican establishment people who were disaffected. And he says that he's actually not going to spend time courting endorsements from big names. He said we'd have a really short window. It's all about the actual voters.
All right.
He's going to try to start a grassroots movement, in his words.
By the way, Pat Paulson would quarrel with you, Brian Wilson, about a writing candidacy. Right.
There's a name from the past.
Mickey Coppins, thanks for joining us. By the way, really quickly, you said he worked at Goldman's. Is he independently wealthy? Can he bankroll his own campaign if needed?
Not nearly enough. No.
All right, we're not talking McKay Coppins money. We're not talking BuzzFeed cash.
No,
yeah.
No. Yeah.
All right, McKay. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
as
McKay.
Always. Button Fees News and author of the book The Wilderness.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's pocket pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.